The federal election kicks up a notch today as pre-polling stations open around the country this morning. On the campaign trail, Labor says it's only trying to help struggling families by promising millions for childcare, but the federal government's calling it economic vandalism. Childcare costs and the wages paid to those who do the caring are at the heart of the latest election campaign contest. With more, here's political reporter Tom Eagledon.
The election's rounded the halfway point and the gloves are coming off.
I mean, this is a fast track to a socialist, if not communist, economy. Unheard of.
That's Education Minister Dan Tehan reacting to Labor's plan to give free childcare to low-income households earning a family income of $69,000 a year or less.
When they say they're going to be free, taxpayers are paying for this.
Labor's plan would also help middle-income families. Those, for example, on a household income of $174,000 a year would be $26 a week better off per child. Amanda Rishworth is the shadow early education minister.
And we've been speaking with families and speaking with parents, and it's become really clear that when we look at the impact on cost of living, a childcare fees a significant burden.
Cassandra Goldie is chief executive at welfare agency ACOS, and she says there's been a need for extra money into childcare for decades.
The government has done some of that, but this commitment from Labor takes us another step. We are now getting to the point where lower income families are getting access to childcare without any out-of-pocket costs. We think that's really essential. That's the direction we need to be going in. Childcare is essential for all children.
Labor's subsidies had cost about $4 billion, but that's only part of the plan. It would also supplement childcare workers' wages by 20%, costing another $2 billion. That's music to the ears of 39-year-old childcare worker Kelly Gessler.
So I heard that and I was just like, oh my God. And I just looked at my husband and I'm like,
She's paid around $24 an hour despite having 20 years' experience and a diploma, qualifications that in almost any other profession would see her far better paid.
They're on double the wages of what we get, but they have the exact same qualifications.
Amanda Rishworth again.
And we will work with early educators, their representatives, the peak bodies and also childcare centres to work on how we will deliver that money over the 8 years.
Would it not have been a good idea to stop you there to perhaps have had those discussions before announcing this policy?
We want to make sure that we do comprehensive discussions.
But the Education Minister, Dan Tehan, says Labor's handed control over to the unions on matters of pay.
What other sectors now will see the government come in and foot the bill for their wages? Where does this stop?
Does this not represent a reaction to a market failure, though, where we are seeing people who do have diplomas or Cert 3 being paid sort of $22, $23 an hour?
So are we going to see the government come in and foot the bill in every sector to see wage increases?
That's the Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan ending Tom Eagledon's report.